Blog Talk Radio.
In my helmet, cleats, and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall. They didn't let just anybody in that club. Took every ounce of heart and sweat and blood. Get the widow's game day jerseys down the hall. The kings of the school, man, where the boys are fall. Well, let's turn and face the stars and stripes. Fighting back them butterflies. Call it in the air, all right. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. Flinging mud and dirt and grass. I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a song. The boys are fall. In little towns like mine, that's all they got. Newspaper clippings fill the coffee shops. The old men will always think they know it all. Young girls will dream about the boys of fall. Well, it's turning face to stars and stripes. Fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a flaw.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Oh, It Does with Murph. Please join me as I welcome former University of Tennessee football star Inky Johnson to the show. You may remember that in September of 06, Inky suffered what turned out to be a career-ending, almost life-threatening injury on the field when he attempted to make a tackle against an Air Force player. But did that stop him? I don't think so. But since that time, Inky has become a fixture on the motivational speaking circuit, sharing his story and his journey with countless others. Now, as an admitted huge sports fan, I personally cannot wait to speak with him. This should be an interview I won't soon forget. And we have him on the line, so let's go ahead and bring him on. Hey, Inky.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good. How are you, man?
Man, I'm doing well. Doing well.
Awesome. Thanks for joining me this afternoon, or this morning.
No, no problem, man. It's an honor. I appreciate you having me on the show. It's a true honor.
Now, we were talking off air earlier, and you said you were speaking today at Georgia State?
Yes, sir.
Huh, awesome. Awesome. I know those people down there will be inspired just like I was the second I heard your story.
Yeah, I'm going to try my best, man. I'm going to try my best to just, you know, let God speak through me first and foremost, and hopefully that inspires and empowers and encourages and motivates someone, you know. But I'm just trying to be a humble servant and, you know, help someone along the way during my journey.
I understand that. And now, if you would, this is the first question I had for you. If you would, take me back to that September day in 06.
We was playing against the Air Force. You know, it was September 9th, you know, 2006. And, you know, I prepared for the game just like I would every other game. And, you know, nothing was pretty much different until there was 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter of the game, and I went to make a routine tackle, and I found myself lying on the field, and I couldn't feel anything in my body, and I had blacked out, you know, and I woke up, and my teammates were running over to me, Ink, get up, man, and I told them that I couldn't because I couldn't, and the trainers and the doctors, they came out and put me on a spine board, and they took me off the field, and they rushed me to the hospital, and make a long story short, the doctor took me back and he ran some CT scans and brought me back into the room. And about 15 seconds after they brought me back into the room, they said they had to rush me back to emergency surgery because I was about to lose my life because I had busted up the clavian artery in my chest and I was bleeding internally. And after they completed that surgery, they had to ship me up to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota because I had torn all the nerves in my brachial plexus as well. And so I had to get nerve reconstruction on my brachial plexus, and it's left me with a paralyzed right arm and right hand. And so it has turned out to be, you know, one of the best things that has ever happened to me. In the moment, I thought it was one of the worst things that had ever happened to me. But, man, now looking back at it, you know, 6 years later, you know, it's been one of the best things that ever happened to me.
All right. And that's for me personally, that's what struck me is, a full disclosure here, I've been in a wheelchair my entire life, the past 26 years. So to see somebody like yourself when like you said, it was taking the easy road just to I give up and say, well, that's it, you know. But for me, that truly inspired me right there.
Oh, man, I greatly appreciate it, man, and glory to God, you know, because I couldn't have done it, you know, without my faith in God, and that's a key component for me and my walk in this life, because for the first time in my life, I was in a situation where no one that was close to me could help me, you know. No words that they said could bring me a peace of mind, and no pat on the back that they gave me could make me understand my situation. You know, they helped, but it couldn't bring me that peace of mind that I needed. My faith in God was the only thing that could do that.
And now, going back to the play, I had heard you speak that you pretty much knew the play was coming, didn't you?
Hmm?
You pretty much knew the play that Air Force had called. You knew it was coming when the halfback shot out of the backfield, didn't you?
Yeah, I kind of saw it unfold, you know, because that play started to unfold, you know, really slow and clear for some reason, you know. And when you play a lot of football, you start to study the game and you see certain things happen. You know what's going to happen next. And so when I saw the play unfolding, I knew what was about to happen.
Awesome. And I remember
the game.
And I remember listening to that game because I've been a devoted Vols fan for years. So I remember listening to that game and Bob Kessling on the call when you went down, and I thought to myself, if he would have, I made that tackle 1,000 times, he'd have got up 99% of those times.
Yeah, you do. Yes, sir. It was just a routine tackle that I had made, you know, and been making my whole life, and I had been in a lot tougher collisions. You know, it just was a freak incident. And, you know, one thing led to another, man, but all in all, you know, I'm blessed to just be here, blessed to be able to walk and talk, and blessed to be able to breathe and still lead a quality life. I'm going to hate to do this, but the people are calling me right now for a sound check.
They're all right.
To a sound check. I apologize so much, man.
Hey, that's perfectly fine, man. I just wanted to say that you have a open invitation back to the show whenever you want to come back on, okay?
Absolutely, man, and thank you so much, man, and I really appreciate the opportunity, man, and blessings to you and your show, and I hope it's going to inspire and encourage, you know, people all around the world and the country. And like I said,
thanks,
I'm sorry that I have to get off the show real early to go to the sound check, but thank you so
fine.
Much, man. Let me know.
I keep on, and God bless, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
You enjoyed our short interview with the incomparable Inky Johnson. As I said, we'll have him back on the show anytime he wants to come back on, and he had to run because of a prior speaking engagement, but. I think now I'm going to end the show right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.